This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition, kicking off the second hour. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We spent most of the last hour talking about this Kavanaugh fella, and you're welcome to call in and talk about that or anything else that's on your mind. We've got some great stories for you. Daryl, you're talking about people leaving California.
Yeah, and apparently not enough people.
Enough. It's still, there's two people in California, right? It's a great place geographically. Yeah, but
great place to visit.
Yeah, there's some real problems with living there. 49th freest state in the union, according to the Cato Institute's Freedom in the 50 States chart. Let's go to Rick calling in from New Mexico. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
As I understood the rule that you were talking about where a Supreme Court nominee could not be nominated during an election year,
I heard that.
Was that correct?
Remember 2 years ago during the presidential election year when there was a vacancy, Barack Obama nominated Merrick Garland,
right,
and the Republicans swore up and down that they were prohibited from voting during an election year.
So this is how I understand what happened there. That came about because of a speech from Joe Biden in 1992 when he was a senator. And he insisted that an incoming president should be the one to pick his Supreme Court nominee. And after that, they made the Joe Biden rule. And that was, and the election year that they were talking about was during a presidential election, not midterm.
Yeah.
See, I just heard them say you can't vote on judicial nominees during an election year.
Well, so the Senate is a, this august body, right? And they claim to be so important. They have all these sort of unwritten rules and how senators are supposed to behave with each other and all these sorts of things. They're not like,
right,
the unwashed House of Representatives, as they say. I mean, really, what are they? They're just a House of Representatives. They have no particular claim on any kind of behavior other than that. But that's the idea.
And going back to that speech by Joe Biden in 1992, there was not even a Supreme Court vacancy in 1992.
Well, I heard the speech the other day on another talk show where he was talking about it.
Yeah, so it's actual audio?
He made a speech.
I'm not denying that
he made a speech.
Well, they do call it the Biden rule, and if people have, if you put a rule in place, whatever that might be, or suggest a rule, and then that rule gets implemented, you really can't argue that it was not implemented the way you wanted it implemented.
I'm not saying it's not called the Biden rule.
Okay.
I'm simply stating that what he was talking about was not even something that they were facing in 1992.
I get why the Republicans would choose not to, to confirm a nominee that was that close to the end of a lame duck president's tenure. I get why the Democrats don't want to see Kavanaugh in office. It's political games, and if they want to go by rules, expect those rules to be enforced in both directions. So,
not
a problem.
That I totally agree with. Yeah, I do.
Right, and
the reason
the Republicans didn't want to vote on Merrick Garland in 2016 is because they did not want to confirm a nominee appointed by a different party.
Yeah. Well, duh.
It's all, as you said, it's all partisan BS.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Matthew calling in from Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Daryl. Hello, Mark. I called in on Thursday and was promptly shot down by Chris and Daryl.
Okay.
About my reaction to the Kavanaugh hearings.
What's your reaction?
I thought, my God, this is our new standard of justice. I was told, it's just a job interview, just a job interview.
Yeah.
And
I see it that way.
some statistic about 6 out of 1,000 rapes are actually result in conviction. Was that the statistic you were quoting? And where did you get that?
I don't remember where I saw that, but I've seen it in multiple news sources.
Yeah, because I went looking for it, and I all I found was that 6 out of 1,000 Americans will be raped, which I think is rather high, but I didn't realize that the conviction rate could be transposed from that. But I got home, and my wife was furious.
With?
I mean, she was livid at the way Brett Kavanaugh was being treated, and here's why. That could be her son. Her son had a similar upbringing, went to a Jesuit school. In no way was he any part of the elite. And the odds of him being nominated to the Supreme Court would be the same as my running for parish council down here. As a matter of fact, if I ran for parish council, so many skeletons would be crawling around in my front yard that I'd be too busy shaking hands with them.
Well, the skeletons tend not to come out until the national level, but nonetheless, I mean, you know.
Oh, down here in Jefferson Parish, the skeletons come out. We have Skeletor producing the darn thing.
Yeah, but I think that the whole idea that, you know, that women don't want Kavanaugh on because of his gender seems ridiculous to me, considering women give birth to men. I mean, you know, but there certainly are people, women in the world, and people in the world that don't want Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court because of his gender. Daryl, let me ask you this question. If we know that if Kavanaugh doesn't get confirmed, Trump will make another nomination.
Yes.
That nomination will likely be very similar to Brett Kavanaugh, right?
Probably.
So why would you
be
care?
A woman?
Do you care? Do you would you prefer to see Kavanaugh confirmed or not, knowing that that is true?
I would prefer to see the U.S. Supreme Court abolished and the entire federal government
go away.
You don't get that.
I know that's not the option before me. Right.
I know that's not the option before me. But the question that you're asking, Mark, is would I like a crap sandwich
or a
crap sandwich
with
that
a pickle
might not have as many corn pieces?
Thanks for the call, Matthew. Appreciate it. 855-450-3700.
Or maybe more pieces of corn. I don't know.
855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Let's go to Christine calling in from North Dakota. Christine, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. This thing has had me fuming. I'm a survivor from multiple sexual abuses and other abuse. And
I'm sorry that happened to you.
I just feel like this whole thing is going to, you know, make other women who need to come out, their story's not going to be effective because of all this.
Why wouldn't the story be effective? Just what's your concern that will occur?
Well, because so many people are now skeptic of the accusations, which I am. I can tell, you know, I mean, I remember every single one of my accounts of rape and stuff. And with her not being able to remember anything is a crock. You know, like, you don't forget things like that.
You're not surprised? I mean, you're not unsurprised that she can't remember, you know, which house it happened to be in or what
not
day?
Not at all. Okay. And one of them, I was gang raped, and I was drunk, like, to the point. But I still remember everything from that night. So I do not believe her. And, you know, people are just going to, you know, not believe any woman because of this whole charade. And
there are already some people that don't believe any woman.
Huh?
I said there are already people that don't believe any woman that comes up with any kind of story about anything.
True, and I don't think that women should be believed. But here's the thing.
Hold the line, Christine. I believe that you need more time to talk about this. If you hold the line, I'll bring you right back. Okay.
Okay?
The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. It's a touchy subject, I gotta say. 855-450-FREE.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition. Call in and talk about whatever you want. We've been talking about this Kavanaugh situation. Christine from North Dakota called in with, some experience and some thoughts. And I'm going to get right back to her. But real quick, I want to tell you about CryptoTip.org. If you like cryptocurrency, if you want more people to use cryptocurrency, I believe that an ideal form of outreach is to leave cryptocurrency as tips. Well, CryptoTip is a printable business card-sized tip that you can leave to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip so that they're not just throwing away what they think is, I don't know, some kind of outreach tool. And it is. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of what cryptocurrency is, how to install a wallet, allow them to claim the amount you put on the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period that you specify. So it doesn't just disappear. So if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. It's an excellent outreach tool, CryptoTip.org. And yes, they don't just have Bitcoin, but Dash and Bitcoin Cash, CryptoTip.org. Let's go back to Christine in North Dakota. So, Christine, you said that your concern is that this whole Kavanaugh situation is going to cause women to be less likely to come forward because they will feel that they won't be believed. Is that exactly it?
Well, yes. Well, it's just the whole thing with it because Juanita Broderick did come out. She had the evidence, and it was swept under the rug because she was going up against Bill Clinton. And now this woman, she's linked to Hillary Clinton, or Hillary. She's linked to George Soros and Bill. And she's
how's she linked to these people? I haven't heard this.
There's photographs with her or her attorney meeting with each of those.
Okay. There's also photographs of Donald Trump hanging out with Bill and Hillary.
But anyway, go on.
And so anyways, I just find it really fishy that, you know, she had all this time in her life to come out with it, even through all his times coming into the position of being a judge, and they wait to the 11th hour to bring this up. Like, that's fishy to me. And I just think it sets a very double standard with Juanita's being, you know, swept in the rug, yet this girl can come in and destroy the whole process of how we get judges into our system. And, you know, I wasn't a Kavanaugh a fan at first either, but now that I know that the left is so pissed off that he's getting in there, it raises, like, he is probably one that is good for our country because anything that pisses the left off is, in my mind, good because the left is so way out there anymore that...
I checked out Snopes on this these pictures with Clinton and Blasey Ford, and apparently they're claiming that those aren't Blasey Ford in those.
Well,
I don't
really trust Snopes. They're a pretty leftist
okay.
site. So.
Christine, all the best to you. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I wouldn't know. You know, all I know is that they're showing a picture here claiming that it is not Blasey Ford, but in fact a Democratic senator, Christine Gillibrand here. Maybe she's a representative. I don't know. United States Senator from New York. Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes. You know the Columbus, Ohio, the bus drivers, they're so afraid that they're going to lose their jobs to the self-driving cars.
That they're going on strike to show that they're more important than a self-driving car, which I think is just absolutely hilarious.
The workers, you mean? I mean
the bus drivers.
These are the workers, though. These are public sector union members, and
yes,
should be supported by any good leftist, Sarah.
The bus drivers that are upset. That there are going to be a handful of self-driving buses. So the bus drivers that say our jobs are more important than a self-driving car are threatening to strike, thus essentially proving the need for self-driving buses.
Well, but the thing is, their effort is futile because it's like people fighting ATM machines because it's going to take away jobs from a teller.
You know, yes, it probably did.
The thing is, you know, they have like hundreds of thousands of ATM machines, and I still use it when I could use the teller. Sometimes I don't want to stand in line. I don't want to go in the building.
They charge you. Some banks will charge you for using a teller.
No, but I mean, from my bank. No, I
understand. Some banks, however, will charge you for using a teller. They want you to use the ATM.
Well, the thing about it is, but it's supposed to take away jobs. And you know what? I used to self-checkout at the grocery store. I like using the self-checkout. You know, I see one checkout clerk managing like four self-checkout. The four, like one person handles the four self-checkout. Do you see people protesting and going on strike? Do you see the cash register?
Oh, I see people on Facebook very unhappy with self-checkout. And you know,
right, but most grocery store workers aren't unionized. So if they walk off the job, oh, you just quit. Don't come back.
I'll just go through the self-checkout. You're right. I guess, you know, for me, I generally don't use the self-checkout. But it's because I'm just used to going to the regular aisle, you know. And
for me, it depends.
I find vegetables difficult to ring up, and always, you know, wine or something difficult to ring up.
Right, because on that you've got to wait for the store employee
right, so why
to
not
come
just
over
go
and yeah. type the thing.
I don't smoke cigarettes, but I'm sure that that's another issue.
But you know, I've always found this whole thing of, I'm going to walk off of my job to prove how important I am to my job, to be rather stupid.
Sarah?
Well, I mean, why are they going to stop progress? You know what I'm talking about? The self-driving cars are going to be safer. It's going to be safer for the drivers, less auto accident. You know, you get trucks like blow out a tire and are spilling meat all over the freeway. You know what I mean? Losing thousands of dollars. It's going to be a lot
safer. The self-driving truck could still wind up having a tire blowout.
Right, but it's less people, like less accidents with drivers falling asleep while they're listening to Coast to Coast 3 o'clock in the morning, you know. They drive, like to drive 1 in the morning to 5 in the morning, and then they'll fall asleep, you know, and then the whole truck flips and everything spills out. You know, that's going to be reduced. So, you know
well,
what? I think they
as I understand it, semi-truck drivers are safer than your average vehicle on the road.
Yes.
At least that's my understanding of it. I suppose I could look that up. But certainly when they do have accidents, and everybody's going to have an accident, it's probably more deadly just because they're gigantic. That's the reason.
And
to me,
Mark, you are correct. There are fewer accidents per miles driven by truck drivers.
Yeah. God bless them. Keep America rolling. Sarah, thanks for the call.
Thank them for their service.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump counselor Kellyanne Conway says the FBI investigation into sexual assault and misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will be limited in scope. But during an interview on CNN's State of the Union, Senator Amy Klobuchar explains why she thinks accuser Julie Swetnick should be interviewed.
I haven't met her. I do believe in due process, and she did sign an affidavit. I think it needs to be looked into.
Survivors of last year's Route 91 Harvest Festival shooting in Las Vegas gathered Saturday to mark a year since the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. U.S. history. Many returned to Las Vegas for the first time to be around people who've been through what they experienced. Co-organizer Connie Long says the private event was an opportunity for survivors to remember what brought them together and honor those who were lost.
It's very strange to miss 58 people you never met. I think about who they were, what they were, what they did.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. The fourth Texas Bitcoin Conference is coming up fast. It's at the end of October, October 27th and 28th in Austin, Texas. It had to be in Texas, right? It's called the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's always a great event.
Yeah, if it was in Oklahoma, that would just be weird.
Yeah, like have it in New York.
New York City.
New York City.
Get a rope.
Get a rope. That's good. I love that. I love that Pace Picante sauce commercial. I mean, it's a real classic.
Pace Picante made in Texas.
Is that so?
Yes.
Oh, well, God bless them.
Tying it back around.
Yeah, always a great event for networking, innovation, entertainment. This year, speakers include Paul Snow of Factum, Bruce Fenton of Ravencoin, Professor John M. Griffin, and more. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com right now and get your tickets. Come join us, because Free Talk Live will be there again, and it's a great event. I cannot understate it, so it's lots of fun. If you're in the area, you should come. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Daryl, apparently people are trying to escape California like it's some kind of prison.
Yes, yes, and CNBC has an article citing an op-ed from the Wall Street Journal. And because the Wall Street Journal locks their stuff down unless you pay them, I can't actually read that, so I'm stuck reading an article about...
An article.
An article.
I hate that.
Yeah, so do I. Headline, 800,000 people are about to flee New York and California because of taxes, according to Economist. Conservative economist Arthur Laffer and Stephen Moore are predicting a new mass exodus of wealth from New York and California because of the new tax law. But academics who have studied taxes and migration call the forecast pure nonsense. In an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal...
Well, what's not nonsense is that New York and California have been shedding people for a long time. and that places with better tax schemes seem to have been gaining people. Better, I mean, no income tax, essentially.
Right.
And people just hate it. They just hate income tax. They don't want to have to file that, and it's annoying. And
the sales tax in New York is not cheap.
No, it's not, but I feel like sales tax just feels a lot less intrusive to people than income tax does. You know, it comes around once a year. You got to file the form. And tax is essentially used in the case of cigarettes and alcohol and things like that to discourage use, right? It's called sin tax. Well, what is an income tax supposed to discourage? Productivity?
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure it does. I'm pretty sure that's the main result. I can tell you that I have, you know, friends who are wealthy, and those friends report to me that, it, you know, if they take from the dollar that their business gets, that they get like a dime from it when it finally trickles down. And I have to ask myself, obviously not everybody's the same, and their motivations are different, and some people are passionate about their work and stuff like that, but if I was doing something that I wasn't particularly passionate about, and I got a dime for every dollar I produced, would I be willing to continue doing that if I considered myself wealthy? If I could essentially just go out and play golf for a living or whatever it is that I wanted to do, whatever I found to be exciting, or go fishing or whatever, would I just go and do that instead? And I think that's for some people, certainly, the lower the amount you get, the closer it gets to one penny from $1, the more people say, I'm out of here. And do you want to create a team that its marquee players are disincentivized from playing? Because for everybody out there that's good at making an income, there's somebody who's great at it. There's always somebody at the end of the bell curve. Those people are the ones, at least on a basketball team, those are the ones that score the points, right? It's the Michael Jordans that gets credit. So you want to create a system where your Michael Jordans are incentivized to make money. Seems to me. Unless you just hate the rich, which there's plenty of people who are like that. I hate rich people. Now, they don't distinguish between rich people who got rich providing a good or a service to those in need.
Well, and then there's also, you know, arbitrary definitions of what is rich.
Sure.
Some people think anybody making over $50,000 a year is rich.
In some
Other
communities,
people
it is.
Think that it's anybody over $250,000. Other people say it's millionaires.
Yeah. People that have. Right. It's interesting how it goes from income to holdings, right? In some cases, it's holdings.
Right.
In some cases, it's income. There are people out there that live in million-dollar homes and drive really great cars whose income is less than $30,000 a year. Now, they have
Probably.
Everything bought for them. They're out there. And, you know, are they rich? Well, they live like rich people.
Right. So continuing on here in the Wall Street Journal op-ed, again, written by Arthur Laffer and Stephen Moore, who, by the way, have both advised President Donald Trump. They say the new tax bill will cause a net 800,000 people to move out of California and New York over the next 3 years. The tax changes limit the deduction of state and local taxes.
So 800,000 people in 3 years, okay?
Yes, fleeing these two states combined. The tax changes, again, limit the deduction of state and local taxes to $10,000. So many high-earning taxpayers in high-tax states will actually face a tax increase under the new tax code.
Sure they will.
You know, that tax proposal that was said by some to be tax breaks for the wealthy.
Yeah.
Apparently is going to wind up being tax hikes for some of the wealthy.
At least in certain states.
Correct. That's what I said. For certain wealthy. Laffer and Moore say that the effective income tax rate, what people actually pay for high earners in California, will jump from 8.5% to 13%.
It's a big jump.
Wealthy Manhattanites would face a similar increase, they say. Those who make $10 million or more will see a potential tax hike of 50% or more, according to their analysis. Those hikes, they say, will cause an exodus of residents to move to lower or no income tax states. So the states that you mentioned that don't have an income tax.
Yeah, I've got a friend I was just having lunch with today, and he makes money on the internet, right? He's one of these guys that he advises people on their marketing and social media and stuff like that, and he makes good money, and he deserves it. He provides a great service, but he could have picked any place in the United States or in the world to live had he wanted to. The place he chose, and by the way, he didn't sign the Free State Project statement of intent. He came here part of the great freedom migration, but he just decided on New Hampshire because it fit his lifestyle, what he was looking for. And that includes no income tax.
Laffer and Moore continued. In years to come, millions of people, thousands of businesses, and tens of billions of dollars of net income will flee high-tax blue states for low-tax red states. They say 800,000 people will move from California and New York over the next 3 years. Connecticut, New Jersey, and Minnesota, they're estimated to lose 500,000 people over the same time period. Yet, economist and sociologist Christobal Young of Stanford, who co-authored the leading study on wealth and tax migration, calls the forecast, quote, pure nonsense. He says that California, New York, and New Jersey have been high-tax states for decades, and they still have the highest per capita concentration of the wealthy in the country. Continue.
That may be true. You can have, you can lose, it's possible to lose a large number of wealthy people and still have the highest concentration. That doesn't make the statement nonsense.
The highest per capita concentration.
It's still possible.
Yes.
And, you know, just because wealthy people may want to live, there's wealthy people who are Democrats, wealthy people who are Republicans, wealthy people who like taxes, wealthy people who don't.
Right. And you previously mentioned Michael Jordan, who, for people that might not be familiar, was a basketball player 20-some-odd years ago.
God, he's got to be one of the greatest athletes of the 20th century. I mean, you know, you'd think people would know him, but then again, there were kids
he's
that...
He's not been in the news in a long time.
There were kids that thought that P. Diddy really gave Paul McCartney a chance at a music career. So
and people that didn't know who Beck was when he won some award a couple years ago.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. And we're talking about, apparently, a pretty large mass exodus from high-tax state to low-tax state. Now, there's some dispute over it, but it sounds like... I don't think it takes much of a genius to figure it out. People are moving from California, New York, and many of the high-tax states to many of the low-tax states. And it seems obvious that that's what's happening. But some dispute it, whatever the case may be. I want to talk about the AMP program here at Free Talk Live. We have a little Mouseketeer club where you can join. And we've got some benefits for you. We've got a special chat room, got a Facebook page, got a call-in lines, whatever it might be, lots of benefits. But really what it comes down to is if you believe, like we do, that the ideas of liberty are important, that people need to hear them, no matter if you agree with us on 100% of the issues... That if you think that the ideas of liberty generally are a good idea, if you think that Free Talk Live is doing a better job of purporting those ideas of liberty than any other show that's currently on the radio, then I would recommend you join the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. $5 a month, you're not going to miss that kind of number. Yes, I know it shows up on the credit card and it's a line item and everything, but honestly, $5 a month is change when it comes to a daily amount. And
that's
cheaper
than like a frappy mocha latte chino with pumpkin spice.
Yeah, that's one time that's a one time payment. However, if you look at like the hours of content that we produce and how much you're giving per hour, it is just, it is a pittance. And people like Paul Gibbons has been an amplifier, a gold amplifier for many years, and it's because he believes in the ideas of liberty. Paul's a great guy. I love him. Met him at many events, wonderful guy, and love to have you as an amplifier and meet you at events too, frankly. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Daryl, you were talking about Michael Jordan and trying to tie that in.
Right. So you had mentioned Michael Jordan.
Yes.
And
I'm happy to mention him. I think he's one of the greatest athletes of the 20th century. There's Jim Thorpe. It comes to mind, too.
Right. So what I was going to the point I was trying to make is that, professional athletes tend to make large amounts of money.
Yeah.
And which states have a good number of professional sports teams? California, New York, New Jersey.
Yeah, they do.
So
I can't think of New Jersey Devils, but I can't think of any other team that they've got.
They've got the basketball team.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Nets.
Nets. Okay.
There's also two football teams that play in New Jersey, but are called New York.
I see.
And, you know, there are some players that might play for a New York team, but live across the river in New Jersey for various reasons. But those three states have a lot of, and as it mentioned, the, quote, highest per capita concentration of rich people.
Right, if you happen...
and professional athletes definitely tie into...
If you play for one of those teams... you're pretty much going to have to live in that tri-state area. You got to live in Jersey, New York, or Connecticut if you want to get to the games. I mean, you know, on a reasonable amount of time.
Could also live in Philly.
It's a long...
Philly's not that far from New York.
I wouldn't want to make that commute daily. I don't know where they practice, I guess. I presume they practice in their stadiums, but I don't know.
Generally, when they have home games, and then they also travel a large amount of time. So
yeah.
You know, it's one of those things to where, you know, yeah, you could commute for an hour.
Some people have...
I know a lot of people that commute for an hour.
Yeah, some people have the majority of their time is spent, you know, away from wherever they play. A lot of these athletes...
Right, they'll have a primary residence and then, like, a secondary house.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Continuing on, again, this Christabel Young of Stanford, who is saying that... 1.3 million people estimated to move from California, New York, New Jersey, and Minnesota and Connecticut over the next 3 years. It's hogwash. He says, quote, there's no correlation between the top tax state tax rate and the number or rate of millionaires in a state, adding that the people most affected by tax rates are, quote, late career working rich. And they are less likely to move because they are embedded in place for a host of social and economic reasons.
Yeah.
From the location of their companies and jobs to their social lives, charitable boards, and their customers.
Well, that's probably true, but if you happen to be somebody who makes a great deal of money and you can move, like, do you think it's likely that they will move? I mean, if you're a New York socialite or you love, you know, L.A., Hollywood... lifestyle or whatever, right. I don't know.
There are people that do.
They do, yeah. I mean, and that's totally worth it to them. But it's not worth it to me. I think of Rick Schroeder, who was Silver Spoons and The Last Battalion, and he's got like a ranch in Wyoming. He'll go to work every once in a while if somebody wants him. He's a great actor. He's an incredible actor. Watch The Last Battalion, by the way.
Never heard of it.
It's the story, and I hope I have the name right. It's off the top of my head. It's the story of the World War I battalion that got lost in, the Argonne Forest.
Okay.
And they were cut off from, and it took like 3 days. They were still continued to fight, and he got a Medal of Honor. The Weatherby, I think, was the lieutenant that he played, got a Medal of Honor, and finally committed suicide because... Because one presumed PTSD got to him.
Right.
Or whatever.
Moore and Laffer, again, the people that wrote the op-ed that ran in the New York Times that is being cited here, say that 3.5 million Americans on net have moved from the highest tax states to the lowest tax states. They add that earners...
I heard Paul Krugman address this, and he said air conditioning is the reason.
They don't have air conditioning in California?
No, his reason that the people were moving was because now that air conditioning is cheaper than heat, and it is, that it's easier to live in places like Florida and the South and Texas than places like New York and you know, the Midwest, the upper Midwest and things like that. And of course, it doesn't address California at all.
Right.
And Moore brought that up.
They added that high earners are the ones who have cost the state the most by leaving. Yet they fail to mention that very few of those 3.5 million were, quote, high earners. What's more, according to CNBC, is the number of millionaires in those high-tax states is growing, not shrinking. Since 2010, New Jersey has added 46,000 net new millionaires for a current total of 258,000, according to the latest data. New York has added 84,000 new millionaires for a total of 465,000. And California has added 169,000 new millionaires since 2010, bringing the total there to 885,000. In all of these high-tax states, the broader populations have increased as well.
So I would say that, first off, that Loeffler and Moore are addressing income here, and these guys are addressing net worth.
Correct.
And there's a difference between income and net worth.
Yes.
And I don't know, you know, like, I hate apples and oranges comparisons.
Right, but it's the same sort of thing when somebody will talk about how the debt is $21 trillion. Well, I have a plan to cut the deficit in half.
Yeah.
Those are two different things.
Yeah, the deficit is, you know, how much is being added to the debt. The debt is how much is owed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, these are the games that you know, people like that play. It seems obvious to me that people are moving to Texas and Florida. Florida recently eclipsed New York as the third most populous state in the union, I believe. You know, that's a pretty big deal, and it's not because the rednecks are having babies in Florida. They are, but that's not the reason. The reason is because people are leaving places like, you know, Ohio, Indiana, you know, Chicago,
right.
Illinois.
The article here continues, that's not to say that rich people haven't left those states. They have. High-profile immigrants like David Tepper have left New Jersey for Florida, which give outsized publicity to the moves. Yet the high-tax states are also creating the most wealth and more new millionaires than the number who are leaving.
Yeah, it's big money in New York, right?
It's unclear that taxes are the chief reason for people moving from the Northeast to Florida.
Sure, it's unclear. How could it possibly be clear? When the last time you moved
polling.
The last time you moved from one state to another, did anyone ask you why you moved?
No.
Right.
Because there aren't exit polls for why you left a state.
Even so, if there was an exit poll, people don't always give the reasons that are true for them.
Right.
I could say that I moved to New Hampshire for a job, Free Talk Live. Or I could say that I moved for the Great Freedom Migration because New Hampshire's freer than Florida. But it's not now, according to the Cato Institute, anyway. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. In our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.